CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hey guys, and welcome back to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. It's your favorite Hangry Girls, Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois, with a special Labor Day episode today. How was it September?
I have no clue. This year has flown by.
I get nervous when a new month comes, don't you?
What's the Green Day song, Wake Me Up When September Ends?
Yes!
Wake me up.
Oh my Lord. When September ends.
I don't know if it's Green Day, but...
Is it? I actually don't know either.
We'll go with it.
Okay. It sounds right.
Yeah.
We'll Google it later. Don't add us if we're wrong. But every time a new month hits in 2020, I get nervous because it's like a game and you level up, right? And we learned in August that they're releasing genetically enhanced mosquitoes into Houston in 2021. Did you hear that?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, okay. That was good news,
okay,
right?
Good. Okay.
So hopefully September will just like sit down, shut up and not say anything.
Well, the bars are about to open this week, so.
Wow! I have been waiting on this news for so long. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. So we will see how long they stay open. Hopefully they continue throughout September, but it will definitely be a few weeks of trial and error.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all, put on your mask. Sit at a table. Let a waitress come up to you. No one mess this up. I swear to God, I need this. I need this.
Don't be that person that messes it up for all of us, guys.
Don't do this to me, okay? Don't play with me. I need to leave my apartment, okay? Everyone put on your masks, wear gloves, hand sanitizer. I'll wear a hazmat suit. I don't care. I need to get out of my apartment. For the love of God, if you mess this up, I swear I'm going to be so mad. You just made my whole day by telling me that.
You're welcome, Jesse.
So now when we do Bayou Bar Hopping, oh my Lord, we should get a drink. You want to celebrate?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is fantastic.
You ask me twice.
So Labor Day weekend is this weekend. We're really excited. A lot of us have Monday off, which means we have one extra day for date night. So no excuses this week, fellas. You hear that? You got the day off. You got to take her out. So we picked the restaurant for you. You don't have to do any of the work. All you got to do is break out the notes on your phone, take some notes, maybe brush your hair, definitely put on deodorant, but the majority of the work is already going to be done for you. Danielle Dubois, Hangry Houstonian, my favorite person in the entire world.
Ow, ow.
What are our three date night spots?
Our first date night spot is going to be Savoie in the Heights.
I love when she says things with an accent. It's like how she say your last name. A Dubois.
A Dubois, a Savoie. It is because we're from Louisiana. Savoie is a newer restaurant. It's been open for about a year now.
Okay.
And I actually was there this past Sunday for a bridal luncheon. So I wanted to feature this place. It is so beautiful. You walk in and it's like a farmhouse feel. It's like Joanna Gaines and stuff. The room that we had was a private room. It was so nice. So if you're looking for a date night, but if you're also looking for places to go to have like a private room, this is the perfect, perfect spot.
So who's getting married? Who were you celebrating?
Oh, my friend Lauren.
Oh, congratulations, Lauren. That's
shout
so
out.
Exciting. Okay, so this is a great spot for a bridal shower. It may be if you're going to do like brunch with the girls.
Absolutely. Brunch, they have happy hour. Their happy hour is going to be $6 cocktails and $6 wines. So six and six.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like half off cocktails.
Yeah, that's really, really, really nice. Okay.
And they have a beautiful patio as well with like little twinkle lights. So if you're still wanting to eat outside, this is a great place. The other day at the bridal party, I had their salmon salad. It was so good. We actually ended up staying there the entire day and I had dinner there as well, which is hilarious. And for dinner, I had the blackened gnocchi with crab and crawfish etouffee and andouille sausage.
Mm.
It had smoked oil and pickled Fresno peppers. I have some leftovers in my fridge, which I will be eating tonight.
And that's dinner tonight. That's how you know how good a restaurant is if Danielle stays for like 8 hours. She's like, yeah, we got there around, you know, 12:30, left around 9 p.m. What?
This place is so cute. I mean, I didn't want to leave. The fact that I ate lunch and dinner there, I feel like should say a lot.
Should say a lot about you.
They also have a dessert there, and I have to share this because it is that incredible. It is ice cream and potato chips. It's called Don't Be Salty,
what?
Baby. It is vanilla bean soft serve ice cream with honey and butter potato chips.
Okay, that actually does sound really good.
Think about like a Frosty and you're like dipping your fries in a Frosty.
Sold.
Uh-huh. Say less, sis. Say less.
Say less. I'm
but they
sold.
Have a lot of really good options. They have a brie burger that one of my friends got, a brisket grilled cheese. It looked so good. I didn't get to try it, but it looked really good. But then they have a lot of lighter options as well. So don't think that it's like super heavy potato chips and burgers. They have a lot of really nice, light, delicate options.
This to me sounds like a great spot for a first date, especially since they have the patio and it still looks as nice as the inside with the twinkle lights. I think if you're doing a first date, it's probably a good idea to sit outside and socially distance and do what you can to stay. Because I swear, if we get closed down again with the bars, I'm going to lose. I'm going to throw a whole fit. We're going to have a whole segment of me yelling.
Also, when you walk into the restaurant, the front room is just the bar.
Oh,
it is
really?
A huge roundabout bar area. So if you don't want to, you know, go into the main dining room area, you can sit at the bar, which is like a nice first date night option.
That's cute. I love that. Okay. What is our second date night spot this week?
Second spot is going to be Ritual in the Heights. This place is so good. When you walk in, you see the butcher shop in the back and you see all of these animals, basically.
No way.
That are hanging in the back in the butcher shop, which is just a really cool visual.
Yeah.
If you're a vegetarian, probably don't go here because this is like meat mayhem.
But if you're a hunter.
Exactly.
If you want to get in there.
If you are a carnivore, this is your place. It is a really cool atmosphere. I love it for date night, for brunch. They have some really good dishes. I love their mac and cheese. It is called the pig mac and cheese.
Ooh.
It has pulled pork, buffalo sauce, and fried crispies on top to make it like super crunchy.
Yes.
So it's like creamy with the cheese and then crunchy with the crispies. I personally get the buffalo sauce on the side because I'm not a huge buffalo fan. And then they have boudin corn dogs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Boudin.
Boudin, baby. Boudin.
We've had this conversation before and I should have taken notes because I don't remember what boudin is.
Boudin is like everything in the kitchen sink, basically.
Okay. We write this down.
I don't even know what that means. It just means like all the leftovers and extra stuff back in the day when it came to like animals and pigs and all the...
Oh, that's a southern
thing,
baby.
A lot of like extra fat and all the good stuff.
That's,
you know,
southern right there.
Yeah. And so they put it into a corn dog that, you know, the corn dog batter. And it is so good. It has rice in there as well.
Ooh.
They have dishes like smoked short rib, lamb chops, pork chops, chicken fried ribeye, a gumbo that is so good.
Ooh.
Their menu is just stacked.
This place sounds really good unless you're a vegetarian. Ask your date that probably before you go out, before you pick this place.
Yeah.
This is a place, Danielle, you and I would love.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Bring all the meats.
Bring it.
It's like Arby. They got the meats.
We got the meats.
But yeah, I mean, they have a really great patio. The place itself is just a really cool atmosphere. So I love that too.
Yeah. What about our third date night spot?
Third date night spot is called Mutiny Wine Room.
Mutiny Wine Room?
Yes. And this place is so, this is different than what my typical date night spots are going to be.
Yeah.
Because typically I'm, you know, picking restaurant based. Mutiny Wine Room opened up at the beginning of the year and they are kind of like a California Napa winery vibe.
Ooh.
But they also serve really good food.
Really?
And so, yeah, they have a few different parts of the building. Part one would be like their dining room. They have a tasting room, a bar area, and then a really cool patio. So it depends on like, do you want to go for dinner? Well, obviously you'll be going to the dining room. The tasting room, you know, you'll just try a few different wines,
oh,
a wine flight.
Great.
Which is a really cool date night, right?
Like that'd be really great for any sort of wine lover.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to take things really slow and not like jump into a dinner if that feels too serious, to go grab some drinks and get to know each other.
And this place is beautiful. It has the farmhouse California vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Tall ceilings, super white and bright feel. To it. Their wines there are luxury limited production wines, which are just so like they're limited edition, right? So it's not going to be like your Kendall Jackson wines
right.
or those kind of wines where they're high production. They're just putting them in a bottle and selling them at a grocery store. The wines here are going to be so
one of a kind.
One of a kind. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they are handpicking these wines just for Mutiny Wine Room, which is so cool.
And fancy.
Then, yeah. And then for food, they have like cool dishes such as like popcorn dusted with curry, hush puppies topped with caviar. They have charcuterie boards, vegan boards, octopus.
Wow.
I mean, some really cool dishes as well.
Okay, so it sounds like their menu is just as high end as their wines are.
Right? Yeah, so it's like, okay, go to the tasting room part of the building, try a wine flight, and then go have dinner after you're, you know, have a nice little buzz going.
That's what I was going to say, is go to the wine room first and then get a little bit of a buzz going. And if it's going well, then you move on to like room two. If it's not going well, have a great night.
Right. Sometimes on a date, especially like first, you know, 1 to 5 dates, right? You're like, I don't necessarily want to commit to a full dinner. That's a lot. And so this is a perfect place to be like, okay, let's, you know, meet here for a glass of wine.
Right?
And then if it goes well, hey, let's go, you know, into the dining room for dinner.
Sometimes you just don't want to watch another person eat that you don't know very well. You want to watch them like slurp like, something up.
That is commitment. Maybe that's why I don't date, is the commitment. I'm not commitment issues.
I don't want to watch you slurp up food for an hour and then talk about what? Jobs? Like,
right?
I just want to drink wine and go home to bed.
This is a great place to get your buzz on.
I'm there. Let us Hangry Girls help you celebrate Labor Day weekend the right way with some good old Houston barbecue. The best places to get barbecue in Houston to celebrate Labor Day weekend is coming up next, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Weekend from the Hangry Girls. Hopefully you are enjoying a nice long weekend from work and you have time to do what we do best on Labor Day, which is eat barbecue.
America's favorite cuisine.
Right? I mean, this is a huge barbecue weekend. As long as I can remember, this has been a weekend for me to hang out with my family in the backyard, do some grilling and some barbecuing, and just be able to get to spend time together. Danielle, did you guys do that too growing up?
We did. My parents love to barbecue. Yeah. They love to grill, be outside, enjoy the... Typically, I feel like Labor Day, there's a cold front that kind of like around that time like might drop a little bit.
Yeah.
Out of the hundreds, maybe we're into the 90s, you know,
bless,
if we're lucky.
No, it's always a day where you get to relax, be with your family. But here's the thing. I don't know how to cook, and neither does Danielle. So we go out to enjoy other people's cooking of barbecue. So if you're like us and you don't have your lives together enough to barbecue or be trusted to turn on a grill, here are some of the best barbecue places in Houston.
My first pick for barbecue in Houston is going to be the Pit Room. I have been to the Pit Room several times. I think it's absolutely delicious. I'm not super well-versed on barbecue, but when I talk to people that are diehard barbecue fans in Houston, they are like, Pit Room is where it's at. So I wanted to choose them for my first spot.
So Pit Room was actually the first barbecue place that I came to when I moved to Houston. And coming from the Midwest, where barbecue is just like, okay, Midwest barbecue. That was like, okay. It was totally life-changing. And I swear by this. I'm telling you, people are going to tell me that this isn't true. Everyone tells me I'm crazy and I don't care. I think Pit Room saved me because I came down to Houston one time to visit my boyfriend Tyler when we were doing long distance. And this, by the way, was years ago. I ended up getting strep throat. I was sick. So no, don't stress. It wasn't Corona. But I was really down and out for the count. I wasn't feeling well at all. And he brought me Pit Room. And within a half hour, I was cured. I swear to God, my throat stopped hurting. Like, I swear to God, Pit Room cured my illness.
Wait. You had strep throat and you're eating barbecue?
Yes.
What?
I didn't eat for like 2 days because I had strep throat and it hurt so bad. I'd gone to the doctor. I'd gotten the test. And then I was like, finally, I was like, okay, I got to eat. So he brought me a pulled pork sandwich and mac and cheese. And I was cured. So Pit Room is like my favorite barbecue.
That is too funny. I'm just imagining my throat just like burning from strep throat and then eating a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, I not guess, the best idea.
You know, but. I mean, hey, if you're saying it works, it works.
It works.
I believe in it, Pit Room.
So I've only actually ever gotten takeout from there. I really don't know what the inside of the actual restaurant looks like.
So it's a smaller establishment. You walk in and you like stand in line basically and order like cafeteria style.
Okay.
You know, you kind of like walk through the line and you look up at the big chalkboard that has all the daily specials and all the meats and everything like on that chalkboard.
Oh, okay.
Nothing fancy, but that's kind of what I like about barbecue joints, right? Like if it's too fancy, is it real barbecue? You know, like.
No, can I eat it with my hands?
Right. Like I need a stack of unlimited napkins and then we know it's real.
I don't want to go to a place with a white tablecloth
right?
for
like,
barbecue.
No, I'm not prepared for that. Like, I want to dig in and get saucy.
I want to get saucy.
Yeah, mama. Speaking of saucy, some of my favorite things there are the brisket, beef ribs, and pork ribs. They also have tacos and chili there, which I find very interesting.
Oh, I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right? Their sides are really good, too. My favorites are their elote and their macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese all the way.
Jesse's love language, y'all.
Let me tell you, it's even good heated up, too, the next day.
They also have Frito pie and a loaded Frito pie, which I know we talked about last week.
Yes.
Their loaded Frito pie, you can either choose pulled pork or chopped beef.
Ooh.
I think I'd go pulled pork.
I think I'd go pulled pork too, but chopped beef sounds like something I'd have to try at least once.
I love a good chopped beef sandwich.
Yeah.
But they also have sausage made in-house daily. They have a jalapeno cheddar pork sausage.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yes. The sausages is what my boyfriend Tyler swears by every time he has to get a sausage.
Honestly, I think that sausage might be like one of my favorite meats. I just love the flavors.
And pit room is really good. All right, Danielle, let's move on to our second spot for Labor Day backyard barbecue. What's our second spot?
Our second spot is going to be Truth Barbecue. They have two locations, one location in Brenham, which is outside of Houston.
Okay.
It was made famous out there. And then recently, within the past like year and a half, they opened up off Washington.
I think I've driven by this place before. Like, I think I've seen the outside, but I've never gone in and tried it.
It's off Washington, like right by Voodoo Donuts and the HEB over there.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So you walk in, typically like lunchtime, there's like a line outside the door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that good. There is like a cult following with Truth Barbecue. You have to get there early or like they will sell out. They actually like when you walk in, it's another barbecue place that has like the cafeteria line. You know, you like walk through and order and has like the big chalkboard, right? So as they start selling out of things, they will like cover it up on the chalkboard.
Oh,
so make
no.
sure you get there early, get in line, and it's worth it.
I mean, that's the worst when you're in line and you know what you're going to order and then
and
they
then
cover
they black it.
It
out.
Oh,
I know, which is crazy. So they have your typical meats, your briskets, all the things that I mentioned like at Pit Room. But what separates Truth Barbecue for me personally are their sides. They have a tater tot casserole, which I had, and it was so good. Their corn pudding, which sounds really weird, right?
It does like, sound odd.
Okay, so just go with me here.
Okay, hold on. Close my eyes.
Okay, close your eyes. You're imagining like a rice pudding, kind of like, it looks like rice pudding.
Okay.
But it has this sweetness of this corn.
Ooh.
And like a saltiness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I could get on board with that. That's easy.
Oh, it's so, so good. Then they have baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, and their desserts there are amazing. Do not skip out on desserts at barbecue joints because like they are not skipping out on like the calories and all the extra sugars and fats and stuff, which make it so good, right? So don't skip out on the desserts.
If you're going to go, do it all the way.
Yes.
I love that these places are informal because when I think of barbecue, I think of like backyard barbecue with my family and just things that you can bring to the pool or wherever you want to go. I mean, honestly, when I think of barbecue, the first words I think of are just messy. Things that you would need a bib to eat. So I love that these places aren't necessarily like sit down, order with the waitress. It's like cafeteria style. I'm going to slap some pulled pork on your tray, some mac and cheese, and you're good to go.
Oh, heck yeah. They also have a sandwich there called The Whole Truth, which I just find it so punny.
Punny.
And it's brisket with sausage, which are like my typical like go-to meats of choice.
Yeah.
So I love that it comes in sandwich form because who doesn't want bread as their vessel?
Me.
Right?
I want it.
Yeah, exactly. This place is so good.
And I want the dessert. Yeah. Okay, our third and final barbecue spot for our Labor Day weekend special.
Third spot is going to be Killen's that just opened up in the Heights. This is owned by Ronnie Killen, and his restaurants were made famous by Killen's Barbecue out in like Pearland or Pasadena area. I've actually been to their steakhouse, which was absolutely phenomenal. And I know that I've heard so many good things about their barbecue place.
Yeah.
Apparently, like JJ Watt, your cousin, loves it.
Listen, I've heard so many things about like everyone being obsessed with Killen's. They say it's the best barbecue in Houston.
Yeah. I mean, it's been all over like TV shows and stuff. I mean, it is apparently, I've never been out there, so I can't say personally, but I've heard amazing things.
We're going to have to take a trip. I mean, we can't not feature Killen's when we're doing an episode on barbecue, especially for Labor Day. I mean, we have to mention it. So if you've been before, send us some pics. Add us at Hangry Houstonian.
Right. So I was really excited because he opened up a new restaurant in the Heights, which is literally right down the street from me. So I was looking at their menu and some of my friends went the other day. On their appetizers, the first thing that stood out to me was their short rib burnt ends. If you like barbecue, you know about burnt ends.
Okay, tell me about burnt ends. I like barbecue, but keep it on Midwest barbecue ain't the same as
honestly,
Southern.
Honestly, like, I'm not a huge barbecue person. Like, I get full really fast. So, like, I love, like, eating sausage or trying different meats. But, like, burnt ends to me is absolutely, like, the best part of meats. So, like, if I'm going barbecue, I want burnt ends. I don't even know exactly what it is. I think it's, like, the burnt ends are on brisket. And people are probably listening to this being like, Danielle, how do you not know what part of the meat is it? All I know is burnt ends are where it's at, and that is what you get. So
that's all that matters.
Freaking good. A few other appetizers are their pork belly and fried green tomatoes. One of my other blogger friends posted the fried green tomatoes, which looked so good. She said that it was amazing. Some of their popular dishes are chicken fried steak and then chicken fried chicken, meatloaf, pot pie, smothered pork chops.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is like soul food to your core.
This feels like comfort food that your mom made when you were little, right?
Oh, for sure.
God, that sounds amazing.
And then they have some amazing desserts. One of the ones that stood out to me was their peach bread pudding with like a fresh peach on top and it's like caramelized. Oh, it looks amazing.
Okay, this week's Bayou Bar Hopping segment is going to be legendary. Like, mark it down in your calendar. Labor Day weekend. This is when we found out that some bars are finally starting to open up. Danielle, I can't tell you how excited we are about this. So coming up after the break, we are getting into a special edition of Bayou Bar Hopping because the bars are coming. Oh yeah, they're opening up. Woo woo!
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Happy Labor Day weekend. My name is Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And don't forget that listening to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry is as easy as saying, Alexa, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com. And if you miss anything, you can always catch up on our podcast on radio.com. It's one of my favorite things to do when I'm out relaxing is just to catch up, especially on Labor Day weekend when you're out and you're barbecuing or if you're like Danielle and I and you don't know how to barbecue, you're getting ideas to go out to try some barbecue, maybe some different date night spots. And one of our favorite things that we get to bring to you is Houston's Hidden Gems. These are the places that are a little off the beaten path in Houston, but they're so worth a visit. They are Instagram worthy. They're places that you want to show off to your friends. And you'll only know about them if you listen to our show. Ha ha ha.
Evil laugh.
Every
time. You must listen to know the cool spots in Houston.
I swear we're going to come up with like a secret password one of these days. So when you walk into this week's Houston Hidden Gems, you're going to have to say, Hangry Girls Made Me Do It.
We really need to make that a thing.
I know. I mean, it's a hashtag.
For
sure. We've created it. So you have to use it. Don't forget to follow and tag Danielle on Instagram anytime that you go out and try out a new place that you learned about on the show at Hangry Houstonian. She posts so many amazing food pictures. It makes me hungry every time I go on your page.
It makes you hungry or it makes you hangry?
Both. Even if I'm full and I go on your page, I immediately get hangry. I'm like, why didn't I get that? What was I thinking?
I've had people tell me like, hey, sis, like I had to unfollow you. Like I'm on a diet. I'm like, okay, you know what? I appreciate the honesty. They're like, I'll follow you back in 6 weeks. But
now, listen, this is why I love your page. There are so many people out there when they post their food, it's all this bland garbage because they're dieting. We live in Houston. Like, I want to see the good food and I want to try the good food. I want to eat the good food and I want to know about the good food. Danielle posts good Houston food. She's not one of those bland people. Honestly, your whole page is like a rainbow.
I like it to be super colorful. I want people to look at my page and be like, I want to lick my phone. You know what I mean?
It's so gross, but it's so true.
Maybe don't lick your phone. They say that like your phone is like the dirtiest thing ever. I don't know.
No, it's like one of the dirtiest objects in the world, but you know, if your hands are full, tell me you've done this. You like put your phone in your mouth to hold it.
Oh no.
Oh no, I'm bad.
No, Jesse, no.
Not now, okay? Because we're in the middle of a pandemic and gosh, I'm really careful. But like back in the day, pre-pandemic, instead of PC, I'm going to start saying that. I would always, if my hands were full, put my phone in my mouth. God, I'm gross.
That's like putting a dollar bill or money in your mouth. Too. Like, where has that been? No, ma'am. Let's stop that habit right away.
Okay, let's stop talking about nasty things and start talking about good things. Danielle, what's our Houston Hidden Gem this week?
I'm so excited about this hidden gem because I was there on Sunday. Oh. It is called SIP. S-I-P.
Easy. Sip. I can spell that.
Yes, I know. I'm like, right, why did I even spell that out for you? Because I know,
I know you're smart.
Sip is attached to Savoie. So the restaurant I was at on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's why I was there from literally 12 o'clock in the afternoon until almost 10 o'clock at night.
Crazy.
Because it's a speakeasy attached to it. So we spent half our day at Savoie and then they took us through their wine cellar into the speakeasy. You like walk in and it's like leather couches and it looks like there's almost confessionals. And I know you're Catholic as well.
Yes.
So like we can resonate with this, right? There looks like there's confessionals as you like walk in. You're like, Lord, forgive me. I am about to sin in here as I will drink a lot of alcohol because they have some really good cocktails. One of my favorite cocktails is the salted watermelon. You know,
ooh, like, yeah, you're like on your knees.
I'm about to make some bad decisions. But no, this place is really, really cool. But it's like a good place if you're going to go on date night spot to Savoie. Then you go through the wine cellar into the speakeasy and it's like part two of the date night spot, which I love that.
So you got to have a good date, though, to make it to part two.
Right.
Right?
Step up, boys. Step up.
Level up, okay? Okay, what drink did you say? Watermelon? Salted watermelon?
Yeah, it's a salted watermelon cocktail with like rum, coconut, and lime. God, so good.
Really good. It sounds refreshing.
Yeah, they have a lot of really cool cocktails. They have some house seasonal cocktails, and they go by the liquor.
Okay.
So like if you want a vodka cocktail, a rum cocktail, a mezcal, a gin, or a rye one, I'm a vodka girl, so I typically will go with the vodka drink. But that salted watermelon, it has rum.
Yeah.
But still, was so refreshing.
Wait, so they separate their menu by the alcohol?
Their drinks. They only have 5 like seasonal cocktails. Uh-huh. They have other drinks as well. They have a few vodka drinks, a few rye drinks, whiskey. Okay. And I'm sure you could probably like switch out the liquor for your cocktail. So like for the salted watermelon, you could probably ask them to do like vodka instead of rum, like if that's your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Or if like you wanted tequila, I bet that would be actually really good with a salted watermelon and
that
tequila.
Sounds good. See, I love places like that. They're speakeasies and a little bit hidden because you know they're going to have a really good cocktail menu.
Yeah, they do. And then they also have part of their menu. It's called fermented grape juice, which I just appreciate. I like think that's just like corny and I like really appreciate
it. It's healthy, right?
Right. So they have some bubbles, rosé, white wine, and then red wine. And then they also have bar bites. They have fried okra, seasonal toast.
Mm.
They brought us some truffle fries. Oh my gosh. They are curly fries with truffle aioli. So good. Highly recommend that.
Wow.
A charcuterie board, some fritters. They actually have a decent menu when it comes to food. So it's like a great speakeasy vibe that also has food and alcohol.
Okay. Danielle blew my mind at the beginning of the show by sharing sharing some news that I was not aware of. And I want you to tell me again. And I really wish that we had like confetti poppers in here, because this is something that I've been waiting a really long time to hear. And I'm so happy Danielle was the one to tell me.
Bars are back open.
Oh my God. Do you know? We are 9 months into 2020. This disaster that's been 2020. What did we need? Bars.
You could have cooked a baby this entire time, because no alcohol from being at the bar.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Her boyfriend Tyler's probably like, Danielle, what the hell are you talking about?
Shut up. I need to pray to God right now. Oh my God. So 9 months into 2020, everything's a disaster. The whole world is on fire. And then Danielle comes in here and says, bars are coming back. This is the moment we all have been waiting for. So here's the deal. Bayou Bar Hopping this week is special. Like, write it down in your calendars. Labor Day weekend episode is a special. Write down everything that we're about to talk about, because we're going ham, but safely and socially distant. We're putting on our mask.
Oh, she's legit putting on her mask.
On my mask. Can you hear me? No, you can't. Can you?
No.
What's our first spot on Bayou Bar Hopping this week?
Our first spot is going to be a Houston staple. It is St. Arnold's Brewery. It's Texas's oldest craft brewery. This place is absolutely beautiful. You walk in and it looks like you're walking into a cathedral.
So gorgeous.
It is so nice. There's hand-painted murals. I mean, it really looks like you're walking into a church.
Right.
Again, I mean, we were just talking about confessionals. Maybe like the Lord is telling me something.
The Lord is telling you to wear your mask.
Exactly. But I love this place because it's pet and kid friendly, and the views here are amazing. So if you have out-of-town guests, if people are starting to travel more into Houston, I highly recommend going here. And honestly, like, St. Arnold's beer, they have amazing quality beer. They've been doing
different.
It for so long.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Like, you can go on tours of the brewery and they can like show you how they do it. They obviously have it down to a science. And like, I just really appreciate like all the detail and like the personal touches that they put into the.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous place. They have great beer. It's a staple of Houston. If you're going to go, we do recommend going pretty early, because there's usually a wait just because it's so popular, especially on the nice days. So get there early. This is a day you want to spend the whole day there.
Yeah, especially when the weather like starts to get a little cooler.
Yeah.
Like, this place is going to be packed.
Exactly.
But one thing I love about this place is not only do they have amazing beer, they actually have really good food too. And on their menu, they will pair each dish with a beer that they recommend.
They do the work for you.
Exactly.
How nice. Okay, what's our second spot on Bayou Bar Hopping?
Our second spot is going to be Holman Draft House. They have 100 beers on tap to begin with.
Oh my God.
This is a place that I was actually talking to my roommate Lauren about, and we agreed that this is like the perfect work happy hour spot. It's also great for like Saturday nights, but when I think of it, I'm like, happy hour work events, super cool, casual place that has great cocktails. It's in Midtown, so it's kind of like close to downtown. It's a great location to do a happy hour. They also have really great food there. They have fried green tomatoes, roasted cauliflower. They have regular nachos, South American nachos with a chimichurri sauce plantains.
Right. Ooh.
They have a lot of like really good shareable dishes there, which makes it nice for like, you know, happy hour and stuff like that. They also do a boozy brunch on Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 3, which, you look at you smiling.
Sign me up.
As Jesse would say, say less.
Say less. I'm so sold. I love places that do brunch until 3, because I'm not out of bed until like, well, that's embarrassing. I'm not out of bed until 1 on Saturday.
Tell him, Jesse. Look, Jesse wakes up every morning at 3 a.m., guys. So if she wants to sleep in until 1 o'clock on the weekends,
give
like she's
break.
Allowed to.
So one day my brain gets shut off. All right, our last and final spot on our very special episode of Bayou Bar Hopping.
Heights Beer Garden.
Love.
In the Heights. I love this place. Number one, they have swings.
Right?
They have swings. That's all you kind of need to say. What's really cool about this place is you walk in, one of the sides is beer and wine. They have 94 beers on tap, which is just incredible to begin with. Then in the middle is going to be like your patio area, ton of outdoor seating.
Yeah.
It's dog friendly, kid friendly. And then on the other side is going to be my favorite place, where the cocktails are. Their cocktails are so good. They, I mean, these are like craft cocktails. Yeah. The bartenders are like cracking eggs and like shaking stuff and throwing the shaker behind their back. I mean, real craft cocktails. They're doing it so well. They have a happy hour from 3 to 6. And then they have some really good food. They have in-house made sausages. They have a meat and cheese plate, sandwiches, salads, and one of my favorite things there are their fries. I will go on record and say that their fries are some of the best fries I've ever had.
Really?
They are so good. They are battered. Obviously, they're fried, duh. But like they're battered. And so they're super, super crispy. It's more crispy than potato-like. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So Hangry Houstonian stamp of approval.
I mean, these are real good.
This is a great place to be socially distant because it's all outside. It's gorgeous. We don't need to hear anything else besides the fact that it has swings. And there's two lines for booze, so just pick which one's shorter.
I know, right? I love the fact that like I can either do cocktail route or beer and wine. Makes it nice to know what building I'm going to go into.
Coming up next, we are excited to share a brand new cocktail recipe that was sent to us by Rachel, who lives in Sugarland. It is a special Labor Day cocktail that you are going to love, and it's all coming up next on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
It's that time of the week where we bring some of the best cocktails here for you to try at home. I feel like everyone these days has been home so often that their kitchen has become like their own personal bar.
I totally agree with that.
Actually, your kitchen has always been your own personal bar. Danielle has the most wine bottles I have ever seen any person acquire in her living room. It's terrifying. And she doesn't drink them.
So here's the thing. You walk in, you probably will think that I'm an alcoholic by looking at the amount of wine that I have. But the fact of the matter is I don't actually drink them.
No.
If I did, that would make me an alcoholic, but I don't drink them. They're like art to me. They're like a part of my living room now.
It's really just like the decor, and it actually looks really nice because it makes you look like a wine connoisseur. Like I ask
fancy
all my questions.
Ooh, she fancy.
We've been in quarantine so long that my roommate and I bought like a wine cart for our living room. I still don't think it could hold all of your wines, but like my five wines sit on top of it. It's a little bit sad, but if you have a cocktail you want us to feature on the show, please send it to us. Danielle's really good about always being on top of her own Instagram account. She's our foodie expert on the show at Hangry Houstonian. She has the most amazing Instagram page I have ever seen. It's going to make your mouth water. So if you have any ideas that you want us to feature on the show, please send them to her. Our cocktail of the week this week actually comes from Rachel in Sugarland. She sent us a really cool recipe. It's a fun cocktail that she DM'd to Danielle.
Yeah, so the cocktail is going to be a Labor Day themed cocktail of red, white, and blue sangria.
Oh, fun. Every time I think of red, white, and blue, I think of those bomb pop popsicles, right? Okay, yeah.
So fun. And I love a sangria because I'm the type of girl, if I can't taste the alcohol, then I'm like, just bring it on.
She's three drinks down by that point.
Bring it on. It seems like it's a very easy cocktail to make. So you're going to combine all the ingredients, which the ingredients are two bottles of dry white wine. Rachel says that she likes to use a Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
1 cup of triple sec, 1/2 cup of berry flavored vodka, 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1/2 cup of simply syrup, 1 cup blueberries, 1.5 cups of sliced strawberries, 1 cup of raspberries, and 1.5 cup of fresh pineapple chunks. So yeah, so combine all this together in a large punch bowl or pitcher, cover and refrigerate for like 4 hours. I mean, does this not sound so good?
It sounds so fruity.
Yeah. And then you can serve it with a scoop of fruit floating in each drink. Yes. Or served over ice.
That sounds so good. I love fruity sangrias, and this is something perfect if you're going to do on Labor Day, if you're sitting by the pool, you're barbecuing with your family, your friends, whatever you're doing, this would be a perfect drink to have in your hand. And it sounds cute.
Right? And so she sent me a picture of it, and she actually took the pineapple chunks and cut them out into stars.
No way.
And so it's like red and blue, and then the chunks of pineapple look kind of like whitish yellow, right? That are like floating around. So you're like, God bless America. Drink that I love.
It's the remix. That's amazing. Rachel, you got real fancy with your cutting out your fruits. You go, girl.
Go, girl.
If you have a special drink that you like to make, even if it's super simple or no matter how complicated it is, we're going to try our very hardest to make it as well as you do. All you have to do is send over the recipe to Danielle's Instagram account at Hangry Houstonian, and we will feature it on I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
So normally when we take a dive into Danielle's DMs, we are taking a look at all the weird, sometimes just downright creepy things that we get sent. And especially if you're a girl and your Instagram profile is on public, you know those DMs that you get from people that you don't know. I don't know what it is. If it's just like you're behind the social media mask, so you think you can send weird things.
Oh yeah, people definitely get ballsy.
Like, it's just weird. In any case, normally what we're doing is outing all of these people who are being totally weird in our DMs. But every once in a while, we like to be helpful, right? That's what we're here for.
Philanthropic.
Yeah, like we're here to be as helpful as we can. So sometimes when Danielle gets a lot of the same questions in her DMs, we like to take those and answer those, because chances are if one or two people are asking those questions, everyone's asking the same one.
Yeah. So this week I've been getting questions about Houston Restaurant Week being extended. And I'm so excited to announce that it's extended until September 30th.
No way.
Yeah. So we have more time to give back to the Houston Food Bank.
Okay.
And so, try really good food.
Right? We love Houston Restaurant Weeks, by the way. It's such an incredible thing that they do. And there was rumors swirling that people were talking that it was going to be extended. We're not really sure if it's, you know, because of COVID and a lot of us didn't get to go out as much as we wanted to, but we're not complaining. We're just excited that we have another whole month to try these amazing Houston restaurants.
I know. We didn't get to tap into our whole list.
Exactly. So, okay, good. Now we get to go back out, right? And we get to try more.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Houston Restaurant Weeks is that usually a dollar of your meal goes to the Houston Food Bank, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's three meals that are donated plus the dollar as well.
What we wanted to talk about was not just Houston Restaurant Weeks, because it's really cool with all the things that they give back to the community and the Houston Food Bank. But Danielle has some other really cool news to share about giving back as well.
Yeah, so I am partnering with HEB and we're working on a campaign called Summer of Giving. And HEB is like notorious for giving back. And yeah. I really, really appreciate that. So this campaign is donating a percentage of their HEB brand products back to Feeding Texas. So HEB has an array of like HEB chocolate hummus is one of like my favorite snacks.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different brand items that range from snacks to cleaning supplies, all kinds of things that are giving back to charity once you buy it,
that
which is really cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love hearing about all the cool things that are going on, especially in Houston, because there's so many different ways to give back.
Yeah. HEB is like notorious for stepping up to the plate and really helping Texans when they need help. And obviously everyone needs a little bit of extra loving right now. And HEB has taken that into consideration and they're stepping up.
If you have any questions about anything Houston related, food related, please feel free to slide into Danielle's DMs at Hangry Houstonian. She's so good at answering all of these questions. We promise, as long as you don't say something creepy, we won't make fun of you on the show.
And if there's other philanthropic things that are going on in Houston, I know there's been some charities raising money and getting donations for Hurricane Laura charities. Please let me know. I'm all about sharing that on my stories to really get the community involved. So feel free to slide in those DMs and let me know all the philanthropic things that are going on throughout the city.
We've hit that point in the show where we are going to give you all of the addresses to all of the places that we've talked about today. So make sure you have a piece of paper in front of you, whatever you want to take notes on. We talked about so many different amazing restaurants today for Labor Day, barbecue places, bayou bar hopping, hidden gems, date night spots, all of it. And we want to make sure that you have everything. So the first thing, per usual, that we do every episode is give you three brand new date night spots every single week. Keep in mind, we got a 3-day weekend, so there's no excuse not to be going on that date night.
Yeah, boys, hit me up. I'm ready to not pay for my groceries and go on some dates. Our first date night spot is going to be Savoie at 1344 Yale Street.
Okay.
Second spot, Ritual at 602 Studewood.
Now, remember, this one is not the place to take a vegetarian.
No, this is your meat lover's paradise.
So message your Hinge date and make sure they eat meat. And our third spot,
Mutiny Wine Room. This is going to be that California vibe wine house.
Yes.
At 1124 Usner Street.
Okay, now happy Labor Day, everyone. We are celebrating with lots of barbecue, lots of meat. Pit Room was up first.
It's going to be at 1201 Richmond Avenue.
Okay.
Second spot is Truth Barbecue at 110 South Heights Boulevard.
Now, a staple of Houston that we all know and we all love is Killen's Barbecue.
Yes, Killen's new location, their new concept is going to be at 101 Heights Boulevard.
And Danielle, what was our Houston hidden gem this week?
Sip. It's going to be the Speakeasy at Savoie. So it's going to be the same address, 1344 Yale Street.
Now, remember, Danielle spent literally like 9 to 10 hours there.
10 hours. I ate lunch there and dinner.
Okay, so if there was ever a Hangry Houstonian like stamp of approval place, this is it. So make sure you write that one down. Bayou Bar Hopping.
First spot was St. Arnold's at 2000 Lyons Avenue.
Okay.
Second spot is going to be Holman Draft House at 820 Holman Street.
And our third spot.
Third spot is going to be Heights Beer Garden at 1433 North Shepherd.
Now remember, we talked about a really, really cool cocktail this week that was sent in from Rachel in Sugarland. So if you have one that you'd like to feature, please send it to Danielle on Instagram at Hangry Houstonian or myself at JessieWatt965. We want to give a big thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. Happy Labor Day. Enjoy your 3-day weekend and we will talk to you guys next week.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.